Of course, this coming week will be Wednesday. We'll be starting Lent, and our Holy Mother Church is teaching us, training us in this coming week, coming 40 days and 40 nights, to be more patient, and to be more merciful, and to be more loving, and increase our prayer life, and many other things that is good, or develop our virtues. There are two kinds of judging. Judging, first, is judging to put down a person. Second is judging to lift up a person. Judging to put down a person is when we just talk about the weakness of others, and then we feel good that we are above them. So that's what we call gossip. The second judging is to lift up a person, meaning when we try to correct because we love them, we don't want them to continue in the wrong path or destructive behavior that they are doing. So that's the good kind of judging, when we do that to help a loved one, to help another, lift them up and not be in that mud. The main theme of our readings today, the words that come out of us make known the hidden thoughts within us. Speech reveals the secrets of the heart. From our Magnificate, many of the kids have this. It said, "Do you want to love life?" St. Peter answers this question in his first letter, "Whoever would love life must keep." In our readings today, the first reading, Sirach teaches, "Praise no one before he speaks." Similarly, Jesus says, "From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks." Both readings compare our words to the fruit of a tree. Every tree is known by its fruit. In other words, if we want to be good people who love life, we need to produce good fruit by saying only good words that will help others. Saying mean things not only reveal a mean heart, it stirs up hatred that makes us ugly and rotten inside. Those who constantly criticize others have plenty of faults of their own that they are blinded about. They hate their lives and even themselves. This is not God's plan. He made us for love, that is, He made us for joy of friendship, not of the sadness of hate or selfishness. Telling lies, criticizing, foul language, blasphemy, breaking promises, etc. St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Ephesians chapter 4, "Never let evil talk pass from your lips. Say only the good things people need to hear, things that will really help them. Do nothing that will sadden the Holy Spirit." So we need virtue of fortitude, that is, the strength and courage in facing difficulties. Even though we want life to be easy, we only grow by facing trials with fortitude. The author to the Hebrews says, "Endure your trials as discipline. At the time, all discipline seems not for joy, but for pain. Yet later, it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness or holiness." Hebrews chapter 12. That is virtue. And one of the very important virtues that we want to develop in this coming Lent, even beginning now, is the virtue of humility, the virtue of honesty, charity, and gratitude. We can avoid this complaining if we are more grateful. That's why our psalm teaches us, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. It is good for us, it's good for the family, it is good to praise God also. Being grateful to God make us truly happy and make us true witnesses to the love of God. So, as I said, this coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the discipline of Lent. Let us review the reason why we do what we do on that day. What are the meaning of some of our practices this coming Lent? Why dust or ashes? What does it symbolize? Of course, the source of this reflection is from Dr. Brant Petrie. First, dust and ashes symbolize three things. First, mortality, that we will leave this earth and be in the next life. You are dust, and to dust you will return. Sometimes this is the one we use when we are putting the dust or the ashes in the forehead. The other one, repent and believe in the gospel. So that's why the second symbol, the second meaning of ashes is repentance. The book of Job, chapter 42, verse 6, as Job is standing before the Lord, he says this, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. So the second meaning of the ashes is repentance. Repentance is the second meaning of the symbol of ashes. From the book of Maccabees, it gives us this image, and it gives us the origin of ashes, not just anywhere on the body, but on the head in particular. It says when Maccabees were interceding and entering into the time of prayer, they fasted that day, and they put sackcloth and sprinkled ashes in their heads and rent their clothes. So tearing the clothes is also a sign of penance and mourning. But in this case, we notice they just fast and pray. Again, in the Catholic Church, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take the ashes that are symbol of repentance from sin, and we are going to place them on the forehead in particular. So, very important, symbolizing the inward repentance from our hearts. And finally, from the book of Esther, chapter 14, we see that Esther, who is married to the king, a pagan king, who is going to kill all the Jews unless she intercedes for them and gets him to save them. She enters into a time of intense prayer and fasting and supplication for his people. And this is what he did in chapter 14. Esther, the queen, seized with deathly anxiety, fled to the Lord. He took off his splendid apparel and put on the garments of distress and mourning. And instead of costly perfumes, she covered her head with ashes and dung. And she utterly humbled her body, and every part that she loved to adorn, she covered, prayed to the Lord, the God of Israel. So three things about the meaning of ashes or dust. First, a symbol of our mortality. Second, symbolize our repentance, our inward repentance. And third, intense period of prayer when interceding for others. We may also ask why fasting? So in the prophet Joel, God's invitation, that's the first reading this coming as Wednesday, God gives invitation for public fasting, public day of fasting as one people of God. So he invites us, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. That's what God is doing at the time of Joel, and also that's what the church is calling us to every single land. So this is about the invitation of God, come back to me. But our Holy Mother Church does not want just external sign, but interior penitence or repentance. That's why we have the verse, this powerful verse, rend your hearts, not your garments. This means that in addition to the external sign that God really wants, what God wants, He wants them to open their hearts in repentance for their sin, to turn away from their lives and sin, to come back to Him, and to love Him with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind, and with all their strength. So fasting is very powerful, the way to unite our soul and body in time of prayer, intense prayer. That's what the church is calling us. So as we know, as Wednesday and Good Friday, this is the only 2 days that we do both abstinence and fastings and abstinence. It's just like we call it public repentance, public the whole church, the whole universal Catholic Church will be doing fasting and abstinence on that day. But the 40 days and 40 nights during Lent is an invitation of the church for sacred fasting, sacred prayer, intensify our prayer life, and also sacred almsgiving to intensify our charity for others. So these three practices of the discipline of Lent, we will talk more on Ash Wednesday when you come back this Wednesday. And there's also a corresponding sin that we try to combat with these three practices. So pleasure, possession, and pride. And these three main source of our sin will be combated. We will combat by this fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. So may the Blessed Virgin Mary help us to follow Jesus on this holy journey of Lent. Amen.